FIR 416.
Woohoo! Stop the presses!
Welcome to For Immediate Release, the Hobson and Holtz Report.
Next up, a quick note. I've been aware of this for about a week, but was embargoed from talking about it until 7 a.m. Eastern Time today, when it was formally announced. It's a new blog from the Mayo Clinic called Sharing Mayo Clinic. And the reason I find this such an interesting development is because so many medical healthcare organizations resist getting involved in social media because their fear of violating regulations in the U.S., particularly HIPAA, which deals with patient privacy and really restricts what you can say about patients and the kind of treatment they're receiving and the like in any kind of a healthcare institution. And yet this blog is a place where patients and staff, that being employees and patient families, can contribute their own stories. In the press release that was distributed today from Lee Acey, who runs social media at the Mayo Clinic, he says, Mayo Clinic's reputation has been built by patients sharing their personal Mayo stories with family members and friends. Many patients share their Mayo experiences with others when they go home. Sharing Mayo Clinic offers a place for this worldwide community of patients and providers to gather and tell their stories. There's also a doctor here, Thoralf Sundt, who says patient feature stories are among the most popular pages on our MayoClinic.org website. This new blog will enable many more patients and their families to share their Mayo Clinic experiences in their own words. In turn, we at Mayo Clinic look forward to learning how to preserve those services that are of most value, how we might improve those that can be strengthened, and enhance the healthcare experience for all of our patients in the future. Now, this joins a number of social media initiatives. This is, I think, the third or fourth blog. They do podcasts, they have a Facebook page, and on different things that they've been engaged in. But inviting patients and employees to come in and share their stories is something I haven't heard in the healthcare industry before. And when an institution as august as the Mayo Clinic does it, it seems to me that that becomes a bellwether type of a property for other healthcare institutions. So I'm very hopeful that this is going to break the dam and get other hospitals and other healthcare institutions engaged in this conversation.
I'm sure it will, Shell. I think it's a terrific initiative. I've not read the post. I didn't have the detail until just now, but I will. What a terrific example, as you said. Absolutely.